Fowler, Indiana looks about as far away from the ocean as you can get, with cornfields and wind turbines stretching as far as the eye can see. But with some above-ground pools, a water circulation system, and a lot of hard work, sea creatures can become delicious, hormone and antibiotic-free seafood. For Carlena Brown, co-owner and CEO of RDM Aquaculture, there's no better way to eat her favorite food.
I still eat shrimp 3 to 4 times a week. I love it, but I won't eat it out. I won't even eat wild caught from Florida. We tried it. It's bad. It was awful. It was awful compared to what I'm used to.
This is RDM Aquaculture. They got into harvesting shrimp in 2010 after deciding to shift away from hog production. They sell their shrimp to consumers live with the head on to maximize freshness.
And by selling it live with the head on, we're guaranteeing you the freshness of that product. That product you buy in the grocery store, you have no idea how old it is, how long has it been sitting on that shelf, or how long was it sitting on the boat before it came in.
RDM is one of the small number of farmers taking on indoor shrimp farming. When they started their business, they discovered they were only the third indoor shrimp farm to open in the entire United States. When compared to other livestock like cows, chickens, and pigs, fish produce less waste and take up less acreage to produce comparative amounts of protein. According to Kwamina Quagrani, an aquaculture economics and marketing professor at Purdue, there are a few different types of aquaculture.
In Indiana, if you go to southern part of Indiana where it's a little bit warm, we have some farmers there who are growing fish in ponds. And then as you move north, the indoor systems is predominantly what you find around.
Other types of fish produced in Indiana include salmon, trout, tilapia, and ornamental fish like koi and goldfish. Globally, aquaculture production has increased steadily over the last decade. Domestically, however, it has stagnated.
And the reason is that we have been competing with imported products. So we have research and estimates put it somewhere around 85 to 95% of all the seafood that we consume in the U.S. is imported.
Domestic aquaculture farmers compete with low prices in an industry where margins are already tight.
Let's say filet tilapia, you know, for $3.99 in your grocery store. But a local tilapia producer, after filleting, will not, you know, cancel at $3.99 or $4.99. You know, it has to be over $10, $13, $14, $15.
Paul Brown, a Department of Forestry and Natural Resources professor at Purdue, says that in other parts of the world, production costs are generally lower than in the U.S., allowing for lower prices at the grocery store.
I would say all the species that we import and would like to eat, we can grow those here. The economics of it gets to be challenging because of our high labor costs and land costs.
One route that Brown sees forward is the further development of aquaponics, a production system that combines aquaculture, a bacterial subsystem, and plants in a controlled environment that produces more food for less resources. Even with all this excitement around better, more efficient food production methods, Brown says the industry simply isn't growing.
The opportunities in aquaculture and aquaponics are substantial, they're considerable, they're significant, they're legitimate, they don't need to be embellished, and yet we don't see new people getting into it.
Brown sees these food production methods as the future of agriculture. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization forecasts that by 2050, food production will need to double to support the population.
Those types of food production systems will most likely become more common in our future. My crystal ball is no clearer than anyone else's, but I don't see how we can get to a doubling of food production on a global scale without some different approaches.
With current food production systems already demanding 70 to 75% of the global freshwater supply, some things will need to change to meet that goal. For WFIU, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.